नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय तथाश्च सौरिर्भगवत् प्रचोदिता सुतं समादाय सुतिका गृहात् यदा बहिर्गन्तुम् इयेष तर्ह्यच योगमायाजनिनन्दजायया Thereafter, exactly when Vasudev, being inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was to take the newborn child from the delivery room, Yogamaya, the Lord's spiritual energy, took birth as the daughter of the wife of Nanda Maharaj. Purport by His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur discusses that Krishna appeared simultaneously as the son of Devaki and the son of Yashoda, along with the spiritual energy Yogamaya. As the son of Devaki, he first appeared as Vishnu, and because Vasudev was not in the position of pure affection for Krishna, Vasudev worshipped his son as Lord Vishnu. Yashoda, however, pleased her son Krishna without understanding his godhood. This is the difference between Krishna as the son of Yashoda and as the son of Devaki. This is explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti on the authority of Hari Bamsa. We are reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 3, entitled The Birth of Krishna, text 47. Shukadev Goswami is herein continuing his description of Lord Krishna's appearance within this world. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada cites Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur on the authority of Hari Bamsa, how Krishna simultaneously took birth both in Gokul as the son of Nanda and Yashoda, as well as in Mathura as the son of Vasudev and Devaki. The emphasis of the Acharyas, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in describing this incredible simultaneous appearance of the Lord is to highlight this special, intimate love of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, specifically Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai. In previous verses, Vasudeva and Devaki, they pass through inconceivable challenges, all for the sake of being instruments of Krishna's grace within this world. When the Lord wants to take birth, especially in his original transcendental form, descending from the spiritual world, he does so to teach the world a great lesson of what truly is bhakti, and does so by glorifying. Can we put this on? There's no. Glorifying the love of his devotees. Vasudeva and Devaki were surrendered to help the Lord's mission. And it is the tendency of devotees to conceive that if I'm doing the Lord's will, everything should go very much according to my expectations for a life of happiness and prosperity within this world. But it simply does not happen like that. Because in this world, dukalayam ashashvatam, it is a place of suffering. It is a place where we will be tested in so many ways. And the test of our bhakti, tatenu kampam susamikshamano, Lord Brahma has explained, the real qualification of receiving the supreme liberation is whatever may happen in the complexities and the dualities of material existence, we take shelter of the Lord with humility, with gratitude, and with a sense of deep urgency. Srila Prabhupada quotes a Bengali saying that when the mother wants to teach the daughter-in-law, she does so by chastising the daughter. Because the daughter-in-law is new to their new house, so if she's chastised, she may feel very insecure, unstable, and not really comprehend. But if the mother's sensitive, the daughter knows exactly what's happening. She's fixed in the house, she's been there since she's born. So if she chastises her, she'll teach the daughter-in-law without creating that instability in the mind. And similarly, when Krishna wants to teach the world, he teaches the world through his very special, loving, surrendered devotees. In the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is closest friend of Lord Krishna. Why was he so bewildered on the battlefield of Kurukshetra? So much so, a great hero, a man who was so profoundly advanced in knowledge and devotion. He was utterly bewildered, not only in his mind, but so much so that it affected his body in such traumatic ways. He was trembling. He lost all his strength, dropped his bow. He was crying right in front of everyone. Krishna brought the chariot right in the middle of the two armies. They were the only ones in the middle. Everyone could see them. And yet this was Arjuna's condition. Krishna put Arjuna in that situation just to show the world our situation. And by the choices Arjuna made in that trauma, Krishna showed the world the choices we're supposed to make. Devaki was a mother. Six of her children were murdered right in front of her eyes, just after taking birth. After nourishing with motherly love, perhaps 9 months within the womb, when the child first comes to appear outside, it's a time of celebration, both for the mother and the father. It's a time of great awaiting. The father sometimes is even more anxious than the mother. And the pain that the mother must endure to give birth to a child is sometimes unimaginable. But to speak of giving birth to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth. So there's a price to pay to just get an ordinary child due to our particular karma. But there's no greater joy to parents than having that child. This is very instructive. And for great things in this world, we have to pass through challenges. It is not cheap. And what to speak of all the challenges of a mother and father once the child is born? Brahmacharis, we just give a certain type of glance when babies cry in the class and they go away. But the mother and the father, 24 hours a day, they have to deal with a child that is absolutely helpless, totally dependent 24 hours a day on their attention. It's a challenge. But having that child is one of the greatest joys of this world. Along with the challenge comes perhaps the closest thing to unconditional love within the mortal sphere, the love between a mother and a child, or a father, good father and child. But here, the example is the highest love between the eternal soul and God manifesting into this world. Vasudeva and Devaki, they lived in a prison cell year after year after year. Kamsa was constantly emotionally terrorizing them. We read in this chapter how they were shackled with chains in this prison cell. That means they couldn't even walk around nicely within the cell. In today's prisons, it would be considered cruel to keep an inmate shackled with chains within their cell. And they lived like this for years. Finally, Krishna appeared. And he appeared just to assure them who he really was, with four arms, as Lord Vishnu. He was dressed with beautiful golden helmet, bedecked with jewels, the Kaustubamani as a necklace hanging from his neck upon his chest, the mark of Srivats, Lakshmi Devi. He had cloth that was as brilliant as lightning, beautiful earrings. He was holding the conch shell, the disc, the club, and the lotus flower. And in the darkness of the cell at midnight, he illuminated all directions. They surrendered their hearts, they surrendered their lives to the Lord. Still, Devaki, after offering prayers, in her motherly affection, was afraid that if Kamsa sees Vishnu like this, he will know with absolute certainty that this is the enemy that has come to kill him. So she knew he was God. There was no question. Still, her motherly affection, she wanted to hide him. Please become like an ordinary child so that Kamsa will not find you. So her motherly affection was prominent, and her knowledge of the Lord's Aishwarya, or Supreme Majesty, was subordinate. This is the nature of Devaki's love. As far as Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, Krishna wanted to fulfill the desires of his devotees. Nanda and Yashoda are the eternal mother and father of Krishna in the spiritual world of Goloka. And they descend into this world to participate in the Lord's pastimes. Sutapa and his consort, they explained by our great acharyas, they were great personalities who were partial expansions of Nanda and Yashoda in this world, who performed tremendous austerities and received the benediction of Lord Brahma, or was it Drona and Dara? Yes. Drona and Dara, they received the benediction that the Supreme Personality of Godhead would manifest beautiful pastimes in this world to attract everyone's hearts, to award the highest perfection of prema bhakti. And they wanted to serve the Lord for that mission by being his mother and father. And they wanted to assist the Lord in his most pleasurable pastimes of the spiritual world. they, as partial expansions, merged into or were included within the original forms of Nanda Yashoda. Srila Prabhupada explains that we can receive by Krishna's grace the love of a parent, Vatsalya Ras, in this world and in this spiritual world, like Nanda Yashoda. But no one can become Nanda Yashoda. They are directly expansions of Shri Radha Gopinath in the spiritual world as the Lord's eternal mother and father. So for them, unlike Vasudeva and Devaki, their love for Krishna was so infinitely deep and intimate that they, by the power of Yoga Maya, Krishna's internal potency, they had no conception of Krishna being God, Bhagavan, the Absolute Truth. They simply loved him as their child. Krishna wanted to experience the intimacy of that love. And he wanted to also inspire that same love within his devotees. So Krishna appeared in such a way, even when Putana, Trinavarta, Shakatasura, Bakasura, Vatsasura, Aghasura, Aristasura, Keshi, so many asuras were coming into Vrindavan. Kaliya, Krishna was eating fire. Krishna, as a little boy crawling, tore down the gigantic Arjuna trees. They were seeing the inconceivable power of the Absolute Truth right before their eyes every day. But the love that Krishna wanted from them and the love that they cherished in their hearts, it made them unable to recognize that our Son is the Absolute Truth. There was always some excuse. It must be due to the fact that we planted banyan trees and dug wells and built nice roads and pious activities, and we worshiped the Supreme Lord Narayan, and we fed the Brahmins nicely, that Narayan is very pleased with us and protected our little helpless Gopal from this situation. This is how they were thinking. Even though they were seeing with their own eyes the powers of God. When Yashoda Mai saw the universe within the mouth of little Gopal, she was bewildered. Think about it, you mothers. When your child yawns and you just happen to see within the mouth the mountains, the oceans, the planets, the demigods, all human beings, the three modes of material nature personified, the entire universal form within the child of your, the mouth of your child, Yashodamai was worried, maybe my child has some sickness. Gargamuni said that your son will be very special, like Narayan himself. He will perform incredible deeds. He appears within this world with different complexions and different ages in Satya Yuga, in a white complexion, Treta Yuga red, Kali Yuga in a golden complexion. Now he has appeared with a blackish form. Please take care of him nicely. But for Yashodamai and Nanda, how could this be? Gargamuni, the greatest of Brahmins, has told us the greatness of our child. But at the same time, Krishna would cry. He would lie. He would steal butter. He would do so many things. He would be afraid. Kunti Devi, she was marveling at Mother Yashoda's love. That Krishna, who is feared by fear personified, is trembling, crying, lips quivering, afraid of his mother, Yashodamai. She was just a simple gopi. But her love had that power. And it wasn't that Krishna was just pretending or acting. By his own internal transcendental will, he's affected by the love of his devotees to the core of his heart in this way. This is Vrindavan. Because their love for Krishna was so infinitely sweet that that sweetness put any conceptions of Krishna being God to rest. Let anyone say what they want, Yashodamai said. But I know who Krishna is. Because he loves me so much and I love him so much, we are the authorities on this subject. Let Gargamuni or anyone else talk what they want to talk. But when Krishna's hungry, he needs me to feed him. When Krishna's afraid, he runs into my arms for protection. In Gaudiya Vaishnav philosophy, we recognize, honor the greatness of God and how he has appeared in so many ways in different times throughout history. And we honor the Lord who appears forever in various Vaikuntha planets, the spiritual world, where the Lord, to reciprocate with different types of devotees, is appearing as Ram and Narasimha and Vamana and Narayan in his supreme majesty as the master, the controller, the enjoyer of everything and everyone. For those who surrender their hearts, their body, minds, and souls with unconditional love to such persons, they can be given entrance into Vaikuntha. But beyond is Krishna Loka. Krishna Loka has divisions, Dwarka, Mathura, and Vrindavan. in Vrindavan, which is the highest, most inclusive of all spiritual realms, we find this Madhurya Ras, the loving exchanges that are so deeply sweet that that sweetness eclipses all preliminary understandings of Bhagavan, Paramatma, Brahman. Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan Iti Shaktyate. That this non-dual absolute truth eternally has three features. The all-providing, all-knowing, inconceivable, omnipresent, omniscient Brahman. Like the light of the sun that permeates everything, everywhere. Paramatma, the localized form of the Lord who is seated within the heart of every living being as the witness, as the guide. And Bhagavan, the supreme personality of Godhead, who performs beautiful pastimes with his loving devotees, who appears within this world in many times and many places to annihilate the miscreants, to reestablish the principles of religion, and to protect the devotees. But beyond that, to give pleasure to the devotees, to perform such incredible, endearing pastimes that devotees want to love him with all their hearts and souls, to attract us to detach ourselves to the sources of misery in the forms of the pursuit for pleasure within a world where everything is temporary, everything is in the process of destruction and death. And when there are endless dualities opposing each other, where these three modes of material nation, goodness, passion, and ignorance, are implicating, complicating our lives, so that what we really want, we disregard. And we remain, birth after birth after birth, obsessed, addicted to what eventually is the shackle that keeps us bound to suffering. Krishna's pastimes, they show us the true eternal world of the soul. And simply by hearing about them, speaking about them, remembering them, we can become purified forever. And through this process of bhakti, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, our natural love for Krishna awakens. The Lord appears in these various forms once in a day of Brahma, 8,640,000,000 years. The Lord appears in his original form of Golokananda, the supreme enjoyer of Goloka, with Nanda and Yashoda, his eternal pleasure potency, Srimati Radharani, and their expansions, the gopas and the gopis. But even they have to endure so many difficulties while in this world. And that gives us vision and hope so that we're not bewildered. Yashoda Maya Nanda, they also had difficulties. Parjanya, who was the father of Nanda Maharaj, he was so worried because Nanda had no children, and years were passing. Devamidha was a king of the Yadu dynasty. He had a Kshatriya wife and a Vaishya wife. From the Kshatriya wife, Surasena was born. From the Vaishya, Parjanya was born. And Surasena ruled over Mathura. And Parjanya, who was an ocean of transcendental good qualities, he was brave, learned, he loved to serve Brahmins, he loved to serve everybody. Because he was such a deep lover of the Lord, he saw everyone with equal vision and wanted to make everyone happy, to protect them, to serve them. He was given the beautiful land of Mahavan, where he had so many cows. And eventually, he gave birth to 5 sons, Upananda, Abhinanda, Nanda, Sananda, and Nandan. And when it came time for the ceremony in which he would empower publicly in front of all of the Brijvasis his eldest son Upananda as the king of Vrindavan or Mahaban, it was a very special ceremony. Garga Muni was there. Basudev, I believe, came. Upananda was eldest. He was an ocean of good qualities also. And Parjanya, although he was so loved by everyone, he had everything the world could possibly want. They had so many cows, and the fields were so prosperous with agricultural products. Everything was growing profusely. The Brijabasis, in their own simple way as cowherd men and women, they were wealthy, they were happy, they were protected. They had everything that practically no one has in the world today. They absolutely loved their leader and felt that he was completely dedicated to their welfare. He wanted nothing for himself. When you have leaders like that, you can be very happy. Where is there such places in the world today? But still, because he was such a great devotee, he wanted to retire and leave everything behind, take Vanaprastha with his wife, and go to a nearby forest called Vrindavan to spend the last days of his life, last years of his life, in a mood of complete renunciation from any other attachments except his sadhana, his loving service of the Lord. So when he proclaimed Upananda to be the next king, Upananda stood up and said, among everyone here, Nanda is most qualified. Everyone loves him, and he loves everyone. He is so honest and humble and pure. His service is so selfless. The greatest joy in my heart will be to see the most qualified person rule this Brajbhumi. And that is Nanda Maharaj. His affection, his love has brought all of us such happiness. He's a man of such extraordinary good character. Who else but him should lead? This is Vrindavan, a place where there's no envy, where there's no selfishness, no ego. If we actually want to enter into Vrindavan in our hearts in this life, or be transferred to Gokul at the time of death, this is the standard. If we're thinking in terms of I and mine in any way, janasya moho yamaham mameti, then we are subjected to the potential of envy and ego and greed. But when we're simply thinking in terms of samsidhir haritoshanam, what is the pleasure of Krishna? The Prabhupada, in his Back to Godhead, he explained, quoting from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Krishna is like the sun and Maya is like darkness. And from Maya comes all of these dark qualities, lust and envy and greed, pride, anger, illusion. In the presence of Krishna, like the sun, the darkness cannot remain. This is Vrindavan, where everybody is everybody's well-wisher. So Upananda, he proclaimed, I want Nanda to be the king. In today's world, where people campaign and spend huge amounts of money to get elected and everything like that, it's very rare where you're the one. Upananda was the undisputed heir to the throne. There wasn't required any parliamentary votes or alliances with other political parties to somehow or other get him in. But out of love for everyone, he wanted to see his younger brother glorified it this way, and he just wanted to serve. Whatever way I could best serve, that's all I want, and this is the best way. And Nanda Maharaj, he didn't want to do it. He wanted Upananda to do it. He wanted to be servant. So here was a competition. Not the competition of who's master, but the competition of who's servant. And it was only because everybody unanimously agreed and showered blessings on Nanda Maharaj that in a very shy and reserved way, he surrendered. He surrendered to the post. He didn't fight for it. He didn't campaign for it. He didn't spread rumors about Upananda to tear him down. He surrendered because it was everyone's decision. He had already been married to the daughter of Samukha, Yashoda Mai. Yashoda, she was very well known because anywhere she went and anyone she associated with, They were blessed with good fortune in every way. This is Vrindavan. So everyone was so happy under Nanda Maharaj's leadership. They had everything. But the nature of love is who you love. You feel more concerned for them than ourselves. Everybody else was having children. But Nanda Yashoda had no children. Therefore, the whole of Brajbhumi was put into a state of great sorrow. That he loves us so much, and we love him so much. If Nanda Yashoda don't have a child, that's the greatest loss to everyone. Such unselfish devotion. And Upananda was assigned by Nanda Maharaj to be his chief minister. And Nanda Maharaj was so surrendered to Upananda that literally anything Upananda advised, Nanda Maharaj would do it. He was still thinking he's the one who should be king. It wasn't like the mentality of the ego that whatever you may have been and whatever you would have been, now I'm the king, so you listen to me. He surrendered to anything Upananda said. And Upananda, it wasn't like he was ruling in the background. He, with total surrender to Nanda Maharaj, was just giving the best advice he knew to serve. This was the spirit. This is Krishna consciousness. To the extent devotees develop relationships like this, there will be real Sankirtan. There will be infinite potency of Krishna's presence when we come together to chant the holy name. Upananda advised that they do all sorts of yajnas to please Narayan, to have a child. But Nanda and Yashoda, they were Nanda told Yashoda Mai that I'm having these visions, something like a dream, but it's something so real, where I'm seeing this beautiful little child whose complexion is like the tamal trees here in Gokul. Like a monsoon rain cloud. And he has such lovely lotus-like eyes and such a beautiful flower-like nose and lips like fresh bimba fruits. And this little baby, his hair blackish like clusters of crow's feathers circling his moon-like face. This little baby, I see him sitting on your lap, Yashoda Mai. And you're embracing him, and he's drinking milk from you. And I've totally fallen in love with this little boy. I'm thinking of him constantly. And I'm thinking, that's the child I want. And Yashoda Mai told Nanda that I'm having the exact same vision. I'm saying the same child on my lap. And I'm playing with him. And when he smiles, it just illuminates the entire creation. And I've become so deeply, deeply attached with motherly love for this child. There's no other child I could want. But they kept it a secret. Nanda Maharaj asks, what should we do? Because all these karma kanda yajnas that Upananda wants to do, my elder brother, we cannot have a child like this through that process. This is something very deep and very special. Only by the mercy of Lord Narayan. Yashoda Mai said, we should do the Dwadasi Vrata for 1 year to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. So they did that. And meanwhile, they kept having this vision, and their minds were fixed in the beautiful child of this vision. And as they performed this Vrata, Purnamasi, she came to Gokul. She was an elderly Brahmin lady, a disciple of Narada Muni, mother of Sandipani Muni. She came with a child, a Brahmin boy, and the Brijbasis welcomed her, and she said, I have good news for you. Nanda and Yashoda are soon to have a child like no other. This child is going to enchant everyone's hearts. He's going to be the source of all protection and all joy for the whole of Gokul. When they heard this coming from her, they were so happy. It just relieved them. And they said, please stay here with us. And they built a little cottage for her on the bank of Yamuna. And she introduced the boy, said he was of the age where he was just coming out of the primary school. She said, his name is Madhu Mangal, and his age never changes, nor does mine. We always remain exactly this age. Soon after, when the end of the year came of the Dwadasi Vrata, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, appeared simultaneously to both Nanda and Yashoda. They surrendered their hearts to him. Narayan told Nanda Yashoda that why are you in lamentation? With a pure and good heart of devotional service, you have surrendered to me. So why should there be any anxiety in your hearts? What you desire will be fulfilled. That child of your dreams, that child who has stolen your hearts, Hari. That child who you love more dear than everything and anything that has appeared within your hearts. That child will become your son. And after that, Yashoda Mai became pregnant. The baby. By the Lord's order, Yogamaya appeared within Yashoda's womb. And the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, who descended from Goloka Vrindavan, the ultimate planet of the spiritual world, appeared within Yashoda Mai's heart. First, they appeared in Krishna appeared in Nanda Maharaja's mind and heart, and then was transferred to Yashoda's. Everyone in Vrindavan celebrated when the news came that Nanda and Yashoda are having a child. Their happiness was in the happiness of those they love. And when the time for Krishna's appearance would come, Balaramji had already appeared. The day that Purnamasi came to Vrindavan, Vasudev sent Rohini to also come. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami, our acharyas explain how this simultaneous appearance took place. Right at the time of midnight, of the eighth day of the moon in the month of Bhadra, during the constellation of Rohini, in the prison cell of Mathura, Krishna manifested his forearm form of Sri Narayan to Devaki and Vasudeva. And at that exact time, while Yashodamai was sleeping, Krishna appeared outside of her womb. He became the sun. Actually, she wasn't sleeping when he took birth. She gave birth to him, but then she fell asleep by mystical powers of the Lord. And because she fell asleep, she didn't recognize by power of Yoga Maya whether it's a boy or a girl. At that time, Yoga Maya, well, actually, in Mathura, Devaki, in just the verse before this one that we're reading today, she's asking Narayan, in her motherly affection, to please hide this supreme majestic form of yours. Krishna had already told Vasudeva and Devaki that I want you to take me across the Yamuna to Gokul and exchange me for the child of Nanda and Yashoda. Bring her back. So in great detail, and Gopal Champu, Jiva Goswami explains how just at the moment when Narayan took the form of a little baby boy, just at that moment, Yoga Maya, by the power of Krishna's will, like a wind, invisibly, she took that little baby from Nanda and Yashoda's home in Gokul and transferred him to Mathura. And that little baby was Nanda and Yashoda's baby Krishna. And the forearm form of Narayan, who is an expansion, merged into Krishna's body, because all the avatars, all the expansions are all included within Krishna. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, later chapters, we find how Yashodamai fed Krishna some milk before his journey to Gokul. And then the shackles on their legs opened. All the gates and the doors and the locks opened. And everyone in Mathura fell asleep, including the guards. And Vasudev took the little baby. He came to the Yamuna. It was very high, because it's during the monsoon seasons. It was very swift current. And during the rains, Ananta Shesha appeared like an umbrella to protect little baby Krishna. And Yamuna Mai made a pathway so that Nanda could cross her. They came across from Mathura to Mahavan, and there everyone in Gokul was sleeping also. No one saw him. He came to the home of Yashodamai and saw that Yogamaya, a little baby girl, appeared. And she was laying next to Yashoda, Krishna's younger sister, because Krishna came out first. After she invisibly transferred Krishna to Mathura, then she appeared as the little baby girl. Vasudev placed Krishna back where he had come from, the side of Yashoda, and brought Yogamaya back to Mathura. As soon as he arrived in the prison, the shackles went on his legs, all the doors locked, and everyone woke up. And the first thing they heard was the screaming cry of a little baby. Immediately the guards informed Kamsa. Kamsa didn't waste any time. He wanted to exterminate this baby immediately. He ran down, lifted the child. Actually, when he was trying to grab the child from Devaki, she was embracing that little baby girl with all of her motherly love and pleading, crying to Kamsa, "Just give me this one child. You've murdered six of my children. This is a girl. You have nothing to worry from a girl. Let me be a mother, at least to someone. I beg you, have mercy on your sister." But Kamsa, obsessed with his ego to live, to have power and rule over everyone and anyone, he forcibly pulled the little baby out of Devaki's helpless arms and went to dash her against a rock till she was a bloody mess. How horrible. It is said that Kamsa, by his mystical powers and his yoga perfections, his arms were as strong as 10,000 elephants. Now, this is the Dwapar Yuga, where elephants were really big and very powerful. Today, they're very big and powerful, but only a fraction of what they were then. One elephant, we have seen at Guruvayur, these male elephants with the tusks. I was just chanting japa one morning, just with the elephants, where they keep them, about a kilometer from the temple. And this one elephant, I don't know why, but he wrapped his trunk around a tree and pulled the tree with its roots right out of the ground and threw it. There's no human being alive today that could do that. Bhima, he could do those things, but he was in Dwapar Yuga too. This is one male elephant. Now, consider elephant probably 1,000 times more powerful than that is what the elephants of the previous age were. And 10,000 of those elephants was the strength of Kamsa's arms. And with all that strength, a little helpless newborn She was only born a few hours before. You have seen what babies look like when they're just born. And a little girl, so delicate, so frail, so tiny. He was going to, with all of his anger and strength and fear, going to just obliterate her against a rock. But the little baby girl slipped out of his hands, went into the sky, and became Durga, with 8 arms, riding on a lion. And she spoke, "Kamsa, you are a fool. Who can say that to Kamsa?" She said, "The child that is meant to kill you has already appeared somewhere else." It's beautiful. And she disappeared. And Kamsa fell at the feet of Devaki and Vasudeva and begged forgiveness. But he did it in his own way. He said, "Actually, I beg forgiveness, but please know it's your own karma." "Otherwise, you know, it's all destiny, and you were meant to suffer this, and I was the instrument, but still I beg forgiveness." And Vasudeva and Devaki, with not just in pretension, from their heart of hearts, they forgave him. "It's all right." This is their greatness. To be like Vasudeva and Devaki, it's required to have that disposition for Krishna to actually appear within our hearts. In one place, Srila Prabhupada explains, Krishna's name is Vasudev. In pure devotional service is called attaining the Vasudev platform. He's Vasudev because he's the son of Vasudev. And he's also the all-pervading supreme personality of Godhead. But Krishna's especially endeared to his when we recognize his relation with his devotees. So yes, Vasudeva means the Supreme Lord, but more intimately, it's describing his relationship with his father, Vasudeva. And in order for Krishna to appear within our hearts, the Vasudeva platform, Krishna showed us through Vasudev what is true pure devotion in Devaki, Devaki Nandana. Meanwhile, in Mahavan, somehow Yashoda Mai was, she woke up and there was little Gopal laying beside her. And it was her first gaze into his beautiful face. Yes, this was the child she dreamed of. This was the child she longed for. This was her child. The inconceivable infinite love, the ultimate Vatsalya prem between Yashoda and Krishna was revealed in this world. And she embraced that little baby with such, her heart was rejoicing with tears of love and affection, as was Krishna to be held by his mother. And soon Rohini and other gopis found out, and they came running, and they saw the beautiful form of Gopal. They sent a Brahmin lady to give the message to Nanda Maharaj. By this time, it was the early morning, and they were just beginning to milk the cows. And Upananda, Abhinanda, Nandan, Sunanda, Nandan, they were all together with so many other gopas. And it's a very auspicious time when you're just beginning to milk the cows. And this lady came in, and she just looked so happy. In the heart of hearts of everybody who saw her, they knew the only thing that could make anybody this happy is Yashoda Mai must have given birth. And when she proclaimed that with choked voice, in ecstasy, Nanda Maharaj, intoxicated with spiritual ecstasy, went to see his little son. And when Rohini Devi placed little baby Gopal in Nanda Maharaj's arms, Yashoda Mai looked over and saw, and just seeing the happiness of her husband was the greatest joy of her life. This is Vrindavan. Nandotsava. Nanda Maharaj immediately arranged a celebration. The celebration was for many reasons. One, to express their joy. It's Vaishnav culture that we share our joy with others. That Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai, they were so unlimitedly happy, and they wanted to share that unlimited happiness with everyone and anyone in Vrindavan. With the Brahmins, with the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas and the Shudras and everybody else, with the cows and with the goats and with the sheep and the buffaloes, everybody should experience the happiness that we have. So they had this beautiful festival. And another reason for the celebration is because they loved their baby so, like a bottomless ocean without shores. They wanted to bless this child. They had no conception that this child was the source of all blessings. They wanted him blessed. And they wanted everyone to bless this child. Because when you give people happiness, naturally blessings come from their hearts. Let all the cows, let all the buffaloes, let all the goats, let all the gopas and all the gopis and all the Brahmins, everyone bless this child with their love, their affection. That's the nature of affection. Nandotsava, the celebration of Krishna's birth as it was celebrated by Nanda Maharaj. Krishna had come to the world to perform his most beautiful pastimes, to divert our attention away from illusion to the highest truth, to attract and enchant our hearts. The narration of Krishna's pastimes is compared to a limitless river of the pure Ganges, which flowed from the mouth of Shukadev Goswami. And that river of Hari Katha can cleanse even the most wicked, cruel, and dark minds and hearts and awaken the love of the residents of Vrindavan. our beloved Srila Prabhupada, he too, descending from Goloka, appeared within this world on the day of Nandotsava. Because Krishna's purpose of coming to this world was to be very much fulfilled by Srila Prabhupada's advent. To take this river of the nectaring pastimes, names, and remembrance of Krishna to the whole world. And the day of Krishna, the celebration, the ultimate celebration of Krishna's birth Srila Prabhupada appeared on that celebration to share the celebration with all of us. And as Srila Prabhupada explains in this beautiful purport, how Krishna appeared simultaneously as the son of Devaki and as the son of Yashoda, along with the spiritual energy Yogamaya. And then he explains how Vasudev and Devaki are supremely worshipable, that the Lord appeared as their son. But how even more worshipable are Nanda and Yashoda. Shukadeva Goswami explains in later chapters of the 10th canto how Vasudeva and Devaki, they endured so much difficulty for so many years. And they had a glimpse of Vishnu, and then a glimpse of little boy Gopal, who they understood was God himself. And then within a few minutes, he was gone. And they remained in prison for most of the time, approximately 11 to 12 years before they ever saw Krishna again. And meanwhile, during that time, Nanda and Yashoda, they were 24 hours a day with little Gopal. Yashoda Mai and Vasudeva also, he never got to see Balaram, his other son, when his wife Rohini was still pregnant. He sent her for protection to Gokul. So he never saw Krishna or Balaram. From his prison cell, he would hear things from time to time. There wasn't any internet or any, what do you call, SMSs or anything like that. There wasn't even any letters where he could hear about them. Just whatever he could. Love and separation was so deep. Can you imagine the separation of Vasudeva and Devaki? The child that totally stole their hearts, that they loved unconditionally. Their only solace is that he was with Nanda and Yashoda. And they didn't even know that he was Vasudeva's child. But Vasudeva's only concern was that Krishna was happy and safe. He didn't want to enjoy Krishna himself. He wanted Krishna to enjoy. Meanwhile, Devaki, Nanda, Yashoda, Mai, they had the ultimate ecstasy of loving Krishna as their own little child, counting his little teeth as they were growing in his beautiful little lotus mouth, teaching him to crawl, teaching him to walk, feeding him milk, later watching him steal butter and play with his friends. And Vasudeva and Devaki, they never saw Krishna till he grew up and he came to the wrestling arena, Ranga Mahal in Mathura. And at that time, Nanda Yashoda and the Brijavasis, they were in intense separation. So Vasudeva Devaki, they were in separation during the childhood pastimes of Krishna from his Bal Lila, Kumar Lila, Poganda Lila, Kishore Lila. And when he became a youth, his Yovana Lila, when he became a youth, then he came to Mathura. But then for about another 110 years, Vasudeva and Devaki had Krishna's association. And Nanda Yashoda were in separation. And that love and separation is considered the highest, sweetest, most intimate ecstasy of love within their hearts, both in separation and in meeting. So Srila Prabhupada is revealing in this beautiful purport to this verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come to give the world. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he reveals to us the mind of Krishna. How everywhere people are worshiping God as the supreme proprietor of everything that exists, as the all-powerful. But such love, crippled by recognition of my Aishwarya, my majesty, does not please me as much as the simple, sweet love of the residents of Vrindavan. Therefore, I will appear within this world with my father and mother, Yananda and Yashoda, and with Sri Radha and her expansions of Lalita Vishaka, and with Sri Dama and Subala. And I will reveal to the world and invite the world, people, into this lila of Madhurya Bhava. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Radha Bhava Duti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam, Krishna with the complexion and the Mahabhava, the love of Sri Radha. He comes in the Kali Yuga after Krishna appears. In the time of Vaivashvat Manu, to give what no other incarnation has given. Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradaya. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Godatveshe Nama. So magnanimous, so merciful. He's freely giving this highest revelation of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. He's beckoning the hearts and the souls of humanity through the doors of his supreme mercy to enter into the pastimes of Vrindavan. And He manifested those pastimes in Navadvip. He manifested those pastimes in Puri. He manifested those pastimes when he traveled through South India, when he went through the Jarikanda forest, and ultimately when he had his supreme reunion with all of his associates in Vrindavan. And knowing the fallen condition of the people of the age of Kali, Patita Pavana Hetu, Tava Avatar. The essence of all incarnations. To the most fallen, the most downtrodden, he's giving this invitation. He's giving the ticket back home, back to Godhead, to Goloka. Tava Advatara Tara Siromani Kevala Anandakanda. And the process is joyful. Hearing about Krishna, his pastimes, his beautiful form, singing wonderful songs about Krishna, serving Krishna, seeing the deity of Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Radha, who appears as a devotee to teach by his own example. The loving association of devotees to practice Krishna consciousness is simply joyful. It's joyful if we have the right attitude. If we don't have the right attitude, then even though we're in the association of devotees, we're not really in the association of devotees. To access the grace of Krishna in the association, our intentions, our attitudes are very important. And then, whatever may come, we will never be tested to the extent of Vasudeva and Devaki. But whatever tests do come, we understand the principle of never giving up hope and seeking shelter in good times and bad times. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given that shelter. And Srila Prabhupada has taken that shelter and given all of us access to it in its simple, most comprehensive and complete way. And the culmination of that shelter is that Krishna is forever within his holy names. And with the proper service attitude together, we can connect to Krishna as we perform Nam Sankirtan.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram! Ram Ram! Hare Hare!
I'm sorry if I went over time, but I already did. We cannot turn back the hands of time. But what better utilization of our time than to hear about Krishna, the association of devotees? Is there one question? Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj, would you like to say something?
Thank you for this flow of nectar.
That's all. Thank you. Thank you for being with us. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai.
Bolinath Radha Raj Swami Maharaj ki
jai.